This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Americans are slowly paying down their credit card debt. That is good news for the debtor, less so for creditors who like you to be paying interest. But a new report from the credit service company Experian also shows that in some states, paying off that debt is harder than in others. Conrad Wilson reports.
The average American has more than $3,600 in credit card debt, but that number is falling.
Not a huge decline overall, about $27 this year compared to last, but it's still an improvement.
Jerry Detweiler is director of consumer education at Credit.com.
It's a good thing for consumers to carry less credit card debt. It's good for their credit scores, and it's good for their wallet.
Experian says residents of Alaska, New Jersey, and Connecticut hold the most credit card debt. Alan Nakamura, senior product manager at Experian, says people have bigger credit card debt in states that have higher costs of living and where the employment picture hasn't improved.
The economy hasn't picked up as well in certain areas, and so there might actually be an immediate need for the utilization of credit. And then on the flip side, for ones that have maybe recovered really well, being more confident overall in the economy, so they're just spending more.
Nakamura says the fact that Americans are paying down their credit card debt is a sign the overall economy is improving. I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.